Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Wings Callahan's Hot Rod Radio, USA.
Listen, I'm not supposed to play this evil rock and roll, you know, but what can they do, ground me? This one's dedicated from Brian and Jenny to all you low riders and high winders out there. Listen to me, children, wherever you are, wherever you're going, wherever you've been, turn off the lights, block off the street, turn up the music, and let's dance. Let it come true.
Dancing in the street, dancing in the studio, dancing all over the place. Martha Reeves and the Vandellas on Hot Rod Radio USA. And again, we've made another trip deep into the archives of rock and roll here at Hot Rod Radio USA. Have found some vintage trashmen. Now, let's face it, one of the greatest songs of all time was Surfin' Bird. They followed that up with Bird Dance Beat. Then in 1965, the Trashmen did another Bird song called Bird 65. You probably never heard this one before. These are the Trashmen.
I whatever you like, we can make it work. Cause now to the serpent bird, they're doing the jerk.
GTO means got those oldies. Wings Callahan's Hot Rod Radio, USA.
Gore, her first biggie, number one back in April of 1963 on Hot Rod Radio USA. This portion brought to you by Borgeson. Yes, the company that's been steering you forward since 1914. You know, I don't know if you knew this, but they recently acquired the Saginaw steering gear product line. General Motors had it for years. They sold it to a company in Canada, and now Borgeson has it. Borgeson's purchased all the original equipment, tooling, drawings, and the original equipment manufacturing rights for all Saginaw manual steering gear boxes. Yes. So think about that now. They're going to be coming out with more cool steering conversion kits to get rid of the old steering box, put in something new, and everything they make so far bolts right in with adapters and things. They make it for 57 Chevys, 55 through 57 the Tri-5s, 58 through 64s, and get rid of the Ram. Huh? Is that cool? Borgeson, steering you forward since 1914. Check out their website. It's Borgeson, Borgeson.com. Just think about that. 100 years experience almost. Precision manufacturing and machining. Borgeson's going to apply the same standards of excellence to the Saginaw manual steering gear line as it does with its quality steering components so far right now. So check it out again, Borgeson, B-O-R-G-E-S-O-N. Borgeson, an official company of the National Street Rod Association, and of course, Hot Rod Radio USA. Here's Gary Lewis and all those playboys counting me in. Well, I should hope so.
If you need someone to count on, count me in. Someone you can rely on, through thick and thin. When you start to count the ones that you might ever doubt, if you think of counting me, count me out. When you count the ones that want you, count me too. And if I'm not first on your list,
It's Dion, the heart of Saturday night on Hot Rod Radio USA. And the Callahan Singers are still in the Chevy Bel Air studios, been trashing them pretty good. All right, we're going to wish you a happy Hot Rod birthday if you're celebrating. You guys ready in there? Hit it!
Happy birthday to you. You belong in a zoo with the monkeys and tigers. They look just like you.
Yes, they certainly do. And let's see, this weekend, a bunch of other famous people were born besides yourselves. Roger Mudd, remember him on the news? Carole King, Joe Pesci, Mia Farrow, Lon Chaney Jr., the Wolfman, Robert Wagner, Roberta Flack, Mart Spitz, and George Stephanopoulos. And, of course, a favorite of ours here on Hot Rod Radio USA, Jimmy Durante would have been 120 years old if he would have taken better care of himself. Yep, that's
good
right.
Good night, Mrs. Calabash, wherever you are.
The Kingsmen on Hot Rod Radio USA, and I think I had to play this. It was back in 1974. This came out by a Canadian by the name of Gordon Sinclair. I'm sure it's been a long, long time since you've heard this, and he was a journalist up in Canada. He came out with this. It hit number 24 on the U.S. charts this weekend back in 1974. It's called The Americans. A little dated, but I'm sure the sentiments still apply for a lot of us. It goes like this.
The United States dollar took another pounding on German, French, and British exchanges this morning, hitting the lowest point ever known in West Germany. It has declined there by 41% since 1971, and this Canadian thinks it's time to speak up for the Americans as the most generous and possibly the least appreciated people in all the world. As long as 60 years ago, when I first started to read newspapers, I read of floods on the Yellow River and the Yangtze. Well, who rushed in with men and money to help? The Americans did, that's who. They have helped control floods on the Nile, the Amazon, the Ganges, and the Niger. Today, the rich bottom land of the Mississippi is underwater, and no foreign land has sent a dollar to help. Germany, Japan, and to a lesser extent, Britain and Italy were lifted out of the debris of war by the Americans, who poured in billions of dollars and forgave other billions in debts. None of those countries is today paying even the interest on its remaining debts to the United States. When the franc was in danger of collapsing in 1956, it was the Americans who propped it up, and their reward was to be insulted and swindled on the streets of Paris. And I was there. I saw that. When distant cities are hit by earthquake, it's the United States that hurries in to help. Managua, Nicaragua is one of the most recent examples. So far this spring, 59 American communities have been flattened by tornadoes. Nobody has helped. The Marshall Plan, the Truman Policy, all pumped billions upon billions of dollars into discouraged countries. And now newspapers in those countries are writing about the decadent, war-mongering Americans. Now, I'd like to see just one of those countries that is gloating over the erosion of the United States dollar build its own airplanes. Come on now, you, let's hear it. Does any country in the world have a plane to equal the Boeing Jumbo Jet, the Lockheed TriStar, or the Douglas 10? If so, why don't they fly them? Why do all international lines except Russia fly American planes? Why does no other land on Earth even consider putting a man or a woman on the moon? You talk about Japanese technocracy and you get radios. You talk about German technocracy and you get automobiles. You talk about American technocracy and you find men on the moon, not once but several times, and safely home again. You talk about scandals and the Americans put theirs right in the store window for everybody to look at. Even the draft dodgers are not pursued and hounded. They're right here on our streets in Toronto. Most of them, unless they're breaking Canadian laws, are getting American dollars from Ma and Pa at home to spend up here. When the Americans get out of this bind, as they will, who could blame them if they said to hell with the rest of the world? Let somebody else buy the bonds. Let somebody else build or repair foreign dams or design foreign buildings that won't shake apart in earthquakes. When the railways of France and Germany and India were breaking down through age, it was the Americans who rebuilt them. When the Pennsylvania Railroad and the New York Central went broke, nobody loaned them an old caboose. Both of them are still broke. I can name to you 5,000 times when the Americans raced to the help of other people in trouble. Can you name to me even one time when someone else raced to the Americans in trouble? I don't think there was outside help even during the San Francisco earthquake. Our neighbors have faced it alone, and I'm one Canadian who is damn tired of hearing them kicked around. They'll come out of this thing with their flag high, and when they do, they're entitled to thumb their noses at the lands that are gloating over their present troubles. I hope Canada is not one of these. But there are many smug, self-righteous Canadians. And finally, the American Red Cross was told at its 48th annual meeting in New Orleans this morning that it was broke. This year's disaster, with the year less than half over, has taken it all, and nobody, but nobody, has helped.
Hell, I know I always say, well, but what else should I say? That about brings Hot Rod Radio USA to a close for another week. Hope you enjoyed 2 hours of Motorhead Music Madness right here on your favorite station. Don't forget, we want to hear from you. It's easy to do. You can email me at wings@hotrodradio.com or drop it in the mail to Hot Rod Radio USA, Post Office Box 454, Baldwin, Wisconsin 54002. And always remember, you can listen to past episodes of HRR on iTunes. You can get to our website, hotrodradio.com, and just click. You'll see the iTunes icon. Just click on that. You can get us on Stitcher, too. It's all good. Hey, take care of yourself this week. As always, remember, you're the only person in the whole wild world just like you. Till next week, see ya!